A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Guys, it's Singapore International Cyber Week that kicks off Tuesday, and we're going to be chatting with someone who's actually gone through the very painful experience of being hacked. She had her website and her assets held ransom for 50 Bitcoins.
I wonder how much 50 Bitcoins was worth at that time.
At that time, because, you know, Bitcoins have been fluctuating somewhat. Yeah. And, you know, she manages to live to tell the tale with us here on Money FM 89.3 in the hot seat. We're chatting with Anna Hautanto, CEO of New Savvy, which is a financial education platform for women. Anna, thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's nice to have you back.
It's nice to be back.
Anna, you are now one of the biggest influencers in the world of personal finance. You are also on the 2018 LinkedIn Power Profile. But I'd like to take you back in time to that hacking incident. How did it happen? What were you going through? And do you remember how much 50 Bitcoins was worth at that time?
I don't think I can forget, but it was about 150,000.
Wow, that's a lot of money. But what was the experience like? How did you find out that your website got hacked, your assets were all held at ransom?
Okay, so it started very innocently. What happened was there were a few bugs and there were some reports of broken links.
Okay.
Some readers actually emailed to say, you know, you sent us broken links, we can't go to these articles that we are trying to assess. So everything was very normal, and the console that we use, so we use WordPress. When we run the bug test, what happened was we actually saw that there are some malware on the plugins, which are very normal.
Yeah.
And what happened was we actually get our developers to look at it and to check what was wrong. Nothing happened. The only thing that was worrying is slowly we saw some of the pages missing. And when we went into the console, you can see the whole thing vibrating and shaking.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, something is wrong.
But you didn't think you were being hacked at that point in time. You just thought it was some sort of software malfunction.
Yes, I thought it was something, you know, because I think there are a lot of bugs for WordPress.
Yes,
and I thought
yes.
it was just something normal, right?
Sometimes you just need an update and it's okay, right?
Yes, so I just left it to my developers. I was very busy doing other things, trying to run sales and all that. So I just said, okay, go and get it settled.
Hmm.
And I think it was my fault. I didn't follow up.
Okay.
And 3 days later, I realized that my whole team were locked up. We were trying to update an article and my whole team were locked up from our access. And we couldn't access the back end at all.
Okay. So 3 days to really find out that you've been hacked. How long to fully, you know, react and deal with this hacking? Do you remember the timeline?
I think I only realized how bad it was when after 3 days, because I cannot access the back end. And a lot of the pages were actually missing by then, that about 10%, right?
Wow.
Yeah, and what happened was, it's actually like a movie. So what happened was I actually contacted a few people from the tech industry and they got me 6 developers. So 6 very brilliant developers, and they all came together and we looked at it and they said, okay, you know what? We need to break the news to you. You are hacked. There's no way you can get out of this.
And what was your thought? Because you, like you say, it's a scene out of the movie. So when you find out you're hacked, I mean, do you panic? Do you get depressed? Do you think, oh no, I really don't know what to do?
I think I was very calm. I don't know, I think I'm an optimist, so I didn't think it was that bad, you know. I think nobody realized how bad things are until it's taken away from you.
Okay.
So I still thought, okay, I remember it was 1 week and all they said was, okay, you need to wait for the... What we can do now is we can find all the backups, we can scrape the net for all your info, but you will receive a ransom email and you just have to wait for that. We can only do whatever we can do. So we work round the clock with, I think there were a few of us, the team, we just keep scraping the web, right?
Okay.
And I remember working until 11 on the second day, 12 p.m., right? And we went for a drink. It was a public holiday. And one of the developers actually took me to the side and he said, I need to speak to you. I said, okay, what is it? And he said, why are you not crying? You know, why are you not breaking down? Because if you are not, right, you don't realize how bad this is. And I looked at him and I said, I don't even know how I can cry because I don't even know what's going to happen. And he said, let's just take it that you can lose everything today.
Okay.
And that's when it hits me that, okay, you know what? This is real.
Yeah. Okay, when you say lose everything, what is everything? Is it your bank account? Your, like, what is everything? Your address gets, you know, told to everybody or what?
No, I think for us, we actually publish a lot of content. So
sure.
We have over 1,000 contents, articles. We have some data, but the only silver lining in all this is I think our customers' data is in another server. So that was safe, yeah. But all the content that we had and produced were gone.
So faced with the prospect of having to start over, we are, of course, speaking to Anna Haltanto, CEO of The News Savvy. And this first part of the conversation does sound like a psychiatric session where we're reliving the trauma. I got to talk about this ransom demand. Yeah. How did you receive the demand? What was your reaction? If you could remember even how they phrased it.
Gosh. So I thought I would receive it earlier. It's actually 1 week later, which makes it a bit more traumatizing because by the third or fourth day, the whole website was taken down. So in the first few days, you can see it slowly dwindling down, right? Until the last day, when you click to the newsavvy.com, it's basically an unsafe site.
Okay.
So the ransom email came a week later. I think I was too shocked, even though you expect it. And the thing is, everyone told me that it's going to be about a low five figure, so about 10,000, right?
Okay. Well, that's the going rate for ransom online?
Yeah, that's the one that...
ransomunion.com. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, so all the developers told me that it's around that range. Okay. And to me, I think I had prepared myself to pay that amount. But when I saw the 50 bitcoins, and even though I was in fintech and I know instinctively how much it was, I actually had to Google the price of Bitcoin.
And that was about six figures.
Yeah, and it's 150,000 at least. Yeah.
So I'm very new to online ransom. So you were actually prepared, I mean, 50 Bitcoins aside, you were prepared to pay five figures just to get back all your information.
I think if you look at it on a business side, okay. I mean, emotionally, sure. I think, of course, I don't want, right? You never want to be held ransom by anyone. But
sure.
If it was like 10,000, 15,000, I was willing to pay. But anyway, if you want to look at the email, it's actually online.
Okay.
I posted the email online, in case you're interested. But I think 150,000, it was quite insane.
Yeah, that's right. Gosh. So must have been a big deal to see that and then you have to process it. Did you consider or not to pay the ransom? And how was that negotiation process with the hackers?
I think it's a one-way negotiation. But what we did was, a friend of mine wrote a very nasty email. So he was a bad cop, right? Okay. He was like, you know, throwing insults and all that. And I wrote a heartfelt email where I told the hackers that, you know, I really need this. You know, this is what we do. You know, there's 6-7 people in the team.
Yeah.
You cannot do this to us. Can you lower down the ransom?
Yeah.
Both didn't work, but I think about 4 to 5 days later, we received another email from them saying that, okay, I'll give you a discount.
Discount.
Yeah, I know, a discount. And it was a 10% discount.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not very generous.
So still in the six-figure category.
Yeah.
What'd you do after that?
So I refused to pay for the ransom. I mean, I think paying the ransom just means one thing, right? That you're always vulnerable to it. And they know that you are willing to pay for it. So they'll keep attacking you, I think. So I don't want to be vulnerable to that. So what happened was we actually found an old backup, which was about 7 months ago.
Okay.
We tried to work from it, but it's 7 months ago. And I think in tech, that's like a long time.
Yep. Yeah.
And a lot of the content were lost. I think the worst thing is rebuilding something. I always tell people, you know, the whole experience feels like I'm in my house. Some robbers came, tied me up, stole everything, and then burned half the house down. And it's only half the house, which means it's very painful, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think what people don't realize is building something new is very, very fun, right? It's fresh. Like you write a 3,000-word essay for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fun. But if you write it and your laptop suddenly crashes and you have to rewrite it, that's even more painful.
Oh, yes. That's law school all over again. How long did it take you to completely rebuild?
So what we did was basically we reconsolidated our strategies.
Mm-hmm.
We changed our directions. We wanted to do something else with the business, but we refocused on what we are good at and what we are not good at. If you talk just about the site, it took about 3 to 4 months.
Wow, that's quite a while.
There's a lot of undoing.
Life after hacking, how has that been? I mean, in terms of...
rebuilding.
You're rebuilt now.
Getting your confidence back. Let me see now. beefing up your cybersecurity as well on your site.
I think first we actually see what we were lacking. So a lot of times when people hear this story for the first time, they always say, did you not back up? But the truth is, we did backup. We had 3 backups.
Yeah.
And the mistake that we made was they were all on the same server, which the hackers managed to access, right? So now I am a bit paranoid.
Yeah.
So I do hard copy backups
right.
from time to time, but we actually employ a security expert to help us maintain the site. But I think the worst thing for me was the months after that, because, you know, even though you built the site up, right, but you keep asking yourself, you know, why are you so stupid, right? You know, it's like insurance. You know that you need to buy insurance and you don't because you're complacent, right? You always think this will never happen to me. You know, I never thought starting this, I really never thought that I'll be a victim of a hacking crime. And when it happens, you ask yourself, why didn't I do it?
Yeah. How did you learn to forgive yourself then? I mean, you have to move on from that.
It was very tough. I think until today, you know, I still question myself on the things that happened. I wrote a piece, and this was, I published it on the New Savvy and on LinkedIn, right? And I remember writing it only 2 months after it happened. And I left, and I read it again in a month's time. And when I read it again, I cried again. Like, I cried so badly. Yeah, and I realized that it never go away, right? And, but I think throughout the whole time, I just thought, okay, you know, I think, okay, so there were a few reasons, right? I mean, you know, I love my job. I think what we are doing is great. You know,
you've built your brand on this website, the New Savvy, which is a financial platform for women.
Correct. And there are investors, people who love us, the community that support us, right? But I think one of the things that I thought was, I don't want to be defeated by the hackers. You know, if I give up now, if I walk away now, they win, right? And I don't want that.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's very tough, but I don't think that it's impossible to do.
Is this the biggest fight of your life?
I think so.
Okay.
Unless it's with my mom.
That's a constant.
Yeah. That's another conversation.
Yeah.
Our guest in the hot seat is posing a very pertinent topic this morning because it's the start of Singapore International Cyber Week, and we're so lucky that Anna Hautanto returns to Money FM 89.3, CEO of New Savvy. I must ask you, why do you think you were the target of hacking? Did you find out who the hackers were? And of course, how did the police play a role perhaps in supporting you in this?
I think the developers managed to track where they are from.
Okay.
We never really reported them.
Okay.
When it happened.
Now it's all out in the open. You know?
Yeah, but you know, they use a lot of different ways to actually hide their identity.
So roughly where were they from?
Ping their IPs all over the place, right?
Roughly where were they from?
I think it was Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe.
Okay,
Russia,
okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people told me that, you know, I should report it to the police. I should tell the Interpol, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the point of time, I'm trying to save my business. I was like, I don't have time to think about this, okay? You know, I don't have time to go to the police, make a report, tell them what happened. I'm just trying to script as much.
It's your bread and butter.
Yes, and even when we got our own old backup, right? Like, I don't have the mood to do it. I don't think I can, right? I know I'm weak, but I just couldn't. And I know I should.
I don't think it's being weak. It's just not having the bandwidth because there's just too much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone's going through this right now, or someone, touch wood, has to go through this, what would you advise them to do?
I think the first thing to do is to have people who are very clear on what to do. One of the things that happened to me was I really didn't know what was happening, and I wasn't sure what I should do.
Okay.
Basically, everybody was making a guesses, right? Mm-hmm. And they expected me to take the lead. But
yeah, you're the founder.
Correct. But I couldn't because I have no technical knowledge at all. So I think one of the things that I always tell new founders is, you know, you don't need to learn to code to actually build something.
Sure.
But you need to learn to have an intuitive knowledge of what the tech and what the code means.
Mm.
Yeah, that's very important. The thing about technical people is they speak their own language, right? And we speak, you know, our human language.
Yeah.
Right? But they are geniuses. But you need to understand what they are trying to say. Yeah.
Today, by the way, is IT professionals day, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. And this conversation has just got me thinking because I have a very good friend of mine who works with Interpol on such matters.
Mm.
Too bad I didn't know you.
You guys could have linked up,
yeah,
you know.
Could have helped you there.
But then she would have been crying a lot at the time. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to say that Anna Hautanta, our guest, is a 2018 LinkedIn Power Profile. She's one of the biggest influencers in the world of personal finance. Her website was, of course, taken down, and that's what she's telling us about this whole hacking episode. And you might have seen her in news features about how she had invested her way out of debt and become a millionaire as well. So Anna, nice to have you here. Before we let you go, I just need to ask you, can you give us a ballpark of the estimated perhaps financial loss that you incurred in the time that you were being hacked?
I think financial loss is about, I don't know, 30 to 50,000, but we never actually, I mean, it's very painful saying this in live radio, right? But we never really recovered to our record high, partly because I remember for the first month, I actually had to call a few, you know, like Singtel, M1, to tell them, hey, can you please take me out of your unsafe site? We are not an unsafe site.
Yeah.
And we didn't even realize that because where I was, we are still live, right? It's only after a while I realized that all the broken links, all the search engine optimization, yeah. So I think those are unaccountable costs that I can't estimate. But if you talk about rebuilding the site, I would estimate about 30 to 50,000, which could be avoided if I put more security measures.
We've been speaking to Anna Hautanta, CEO of New Savvy. Very quickly, after this entire incident, this entire trauma, coming back stronger, and then your 2018 LinkedIn's power profile, what does that mean for you?
I think
power of recovery?
No, I think it's the power of being vulnerable and telling your story and being authentic about it, you know. I actually didn't release the article because I couldn't do it. And in fact, I really hesitated because, you know, whatever you do, there will always be people who say bad things about you, right? And I was thinking, you know, this is something so raw, so personal, so to me, right? It's my life, it's my work. And you have 2 years of your life almost wiped out with nothing to show. Do I really want people to know this? Do I really want people to think that I'm incompetent? But I did it anyway because to me, it's something that should be highlighted. It's something that people don't understand how bad it is until it happens to you. And most importantly, I also hope that people or founders, especially who are going through the rough times, they know that there is hope at the end of the tunnel. Yeah.
Okay, so your story becomes a story for everybody else to learn from. Very painful experience, but very kind of you to share with us here on The Breakfast Huddle. Anna Hautanta, CEO of New Savvy, thank you.
Thank you.